Chinese President Xi Jinping's conducted an inspection tour in Hunan province with poverty alleviation high on the agenda. In the village of Shazhou, the president visited people in their homes and went to places including a revolution-themed exhibition hall, a village service center, a clinic, and a school. The village escaped poverty in 2018 through rural tourism. The president learned about poverty relief industries and progress in consolidating poverty eradication. President Xi urged local officials and people to consolidate the achievements in poverty alleviation. ByteDance has decided to place TikTok's global headquarters in the United States in order to prevent President Trump from banning the app. A plan presented to U.S. officials says ByteDance will remain the majority shareholder of the new U.S. headquartered company, with tech company Oracle being involved as a minority shareholder. Other potential U.S. investors such as Walmart will own minority stakes. Sources familiar with the negotiation process say TikTok's U.S. data will be stored in the United States and Oracle will serve as the data service provider. The sources also said specific details of the plan may change. International flights to and from Wuhan have resumed after an 8-month shutdown as the first international passenger flight landed at Tianhe International Airport. 60 passengers arrived in Wuhan from Seoul, having passed a nucleic acid test before boarding. They also underwent further screening upon arrival at Tianhe International Airport. An all-cargo airline linking Wuhan, London, and Amsterdam reopened on the same day. Meanwhile, all domestic passenger airlines have resumed their routes to Tianhe Airport, operating at 90% compared with the same time last year. A global survey shows that China's image continues to improve. 11,000 respondents from over 20 countries participated in the 2019 China National Image Global Survey. Compared with previous surveys, the 2019 version adds topics including China's advocacy of exchanges and mutual learning among civilizations and the general impression of China's national image since the founding of the People's Republic 7 years ago. The report shows that over 60% of overseas respondents believe that China's national image has improved over the past 70 years. It also shows that overseas respondents expect China to play a bigger role in the world economy and in science and technology, with 68% making a positive assessment of the country's technological innovation capacity. South Korean Unification Minister Lee In-young has visited Panmunjom on the border with North Korea. It's his first visit to the border zone since he was appointed to the post. Lee inspected facilities on the South Korean side of the joint security area and met with officials stationed in Panmunjom. Lee called North Korea's demolishment of the Inter-Korean Liaison Center regrettable, but he indicated that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un appeared to be seeking to ease tensions. Young ethnic minorities are more vulnerable when facing the coronavirus. The Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says nearly 80% of COVID-19-associated deaths aged under 21 from February to July are from ethnic minority groups. So far, COVID-19 infections in the U.S. have surpassed 6.6 million, meaning one out of every 50 Americans has caught the new coronavirus. The Northern Hemisphere has just had its hottest summer on record. Data from the World Meteorological Organization shows that the average global temperature from June to August was nearly 1.2 degrees Celsius above the average of the period. The hot weather has contributed to a record-breaking wildfire season on America's west coast. The Barbados government says it wants to remove Britain's Queen Elizabeth as its head of state and become a republic. Barbados is a former British colony that gained independence in 1966. Barbados Governor General Sandra Mason says the island will take the next logical step toward full sovereignty and become a republic by the time it celebrates its 55th anniversary of independence. The anniversary will come in November of next year.